AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. What did he say and when did he say it? Donald Trump is embroiled in a controversy over what he said or didn't say about David Duke, a former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan who has implicitly endorsed Trump's Republican presidential campaign. This morning, the Today Show asked Trump why he refused when asked during a CNN interview to disavow David Duke. Trump says he did disavow him at a news conference the day before the CNN interview.
I disavowed David Duke, and I disavowed him the day before at a major news conference.
He tells the Today Show he was listening to the CNN interviewer's questions with a bad broadcast earpiece.
I have a lousy earpiece that is provided by them. And frankly, he talked about groups. He also talked about groups. And I have no problem with disavowing groups, but I'd at least like to know who they are.
Race was also an issue last night during the Oscar Awards ceremony. Host Chris Rock.
No black nominees, you know? And people are like, Chris, you should boycott. Chris, you should quit. You should quit. You know, how come it's only unemployed people that tell you to quit something, huh?
Among the Oscar winners last night, Spotlight won Best Picture, Leonardo DiCaprio Best Actor for The Revenant, and Brie Larson Best Actress for Room. Boston Marathon bomber Tamerlan Tsarnaev passed a U.S. citizenship test and denied terrorism links just months before he and his brother detonated two pressure cooker bombs that killed three people at the marathon finish line. This is in newly released Homeland Security documents. Tsarnaev was killed during a shootout with police. His brother, a naturalized U.S. citizen, has been sentenced to death. The brothers were ethnic Chechens who came to the U.S. from Russia. This is AP Radio News. North Korea has presented a detained American college student before the media in Pyongyang. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel.
University of Virginia undergrad Otto Warmbier started out composed, apologizing for stealing a political slogan from the staff-only section of a hotel where he'd been staying. He said he took it for a church member back home who wanted it as a trophy and offered to pay him for it.
I understand the severity of my crime.
His plea became more emotional after the 21-year-old Ohioan stood up and bowed at the end of his appearance before the media and members of the diplomatic community. Warmbier has been held since January for what the government considers a crime against the state. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Gatwick Airport, which serves London, says its only runway has been closed to all flights because of what it calls a spillage. The airport doesn't say exactly what substance spilled. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.